Israel rejoiced at the dedication of the temple, October 9. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. In rebuilding the house of the Lord, Zerubbabel had labored in the face of manifold difficulties. From the beginning, adversaries had weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building, and made them to cease by force and power. But the Lord had interposed in behalf of the builders. The promise, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hand shall also finish it," was literally fulfilled. The elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded, and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, the 12th month, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. Shortly afterward, the restored temple was dedicated. The children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy.